You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've been trying to get to the bottom of this. Don Henley stuff, I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter now, even if you don't love me anymore. I want to know what ye folk out there at 800-636-1067, you heard Tommy weigh in, you heard Dar weigh in. I'm going to weigh in here in a second. How is Bryce handling this much scrutinized, inevitable free agency that's coming? Again, we've seen this play out in sports a number of times here over the last decade plus. Most famously, LeBron decision, you would say, handled it terribly. Nothing classy about it. Just throwing it in the face of his previous team and the fans and everything else. That was as bad as it got. Durant, guys like Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard handled it poorly, to name a few. I'm not saying Durant did, but just that's sort of where we were at, taking the trips and ultimately choosing something. You look at a guy like Kirk Cousins doing the best he can in an awkward situation. John Wall now faces something similar where, I mean, now Bryce is midseason, but if John Wall had this max offered to him at the All-Star break of this coming year, he'd be on the same timetable as Bryce. Basically, after next season, so to, you know, the 2018 year, both of those guys, Wall and Harper, could leave if they felt like it. I'm wondering how you think Bryce is handling this. Because, again, the eyes of the baseball world and the sporting world are down in Miami. They're on Bryce Harper, whether he wants it to be or not. This could be your first $400, your first $500 million player, the Boris client. We know all the I's and T's here of this thing. And I don't have a great answer. I don't know what I want. And what I mean by that is what I ultimately desire, of course, is for Bryce to be here. I want him to be a National. I want my son to grow up going to Nationals games and have Bryce be in right field for his entire career. I want him start to finish to be a Hall of Famer with the Washington Nationals. That's what I want. I want him to win multiple MVP awards. I want him to lead this team to World Series. I want my kid to grow up seeing him every time he turns on Charlie and Dave or Bob and FP here on the Nats telecast on Meshin. I want him to see Bryce Harper hitting third, playing right. The same way that when I went to Oriole Park at Camden Yards, it was Cal Ripken, part of the furniture, and that's why I fell in love with baseball was because of Cal Ripken. I want my son to have the same thing. Now, it's not to say that he can't have that with another guy. It couldn't be Trey Turner or somebody else that stays here for a long time. But Bryce is, you know, the headliner. So that's what I want, obviously, big picture, okay? But in terms of Bryce's behavior, I don't know if there's any great way to handle it. Because if you, say for the sake of argument, do nothing but say, I love D.C., I want to be in D.C., I want to make it happen here, every time you're asked, which he hasn't necessarily done, he said he's loved D.C., etc., but if he does nothing but that, and then say for the sake of argument, let's say the Dodgers, I'm naming a team, I have no information, but let's say the Dodgers offer him $100 million more. I mean, go back to what happened with Mark Teixeira, who's from Severna Park, or that area, and went to high school in Mount St. Joe's in Baltimore, one of my former teammates. The Orioles offered him like $110, $120 million. That's a lot of money. Well, the Yankees offered him $190. He got $70 million more. What's he supposed to do? You don't take that? Of course you do. So what if Bryce gets offered $70 million, another year, more no trade, a much better deal from somebody else? But what's going to happen, because he said the whole time, I love D.C., I want it to be in D.C., et cetera, people will be mad at him about that. So you can't put too much down in the I love D.C. bank, because people will get mad if you decide to leave, and it's reasonable to leave, by the way. The other side of that is, if he's got his eyes somewhere else going, yeah, I can't wait to get my ass out of here. I can't wait to not be in D.C. anymore. I just want to go play with Chris Bryant. I want to hit back-to-back with Mike Trout in Los Angeles. I want to join the Mets and beat the Nats 19 times a year. Whatever he says, that ain't good either because the interim is ruined. It's an awkward spot to be in. So I don't know. I do know this. I know is the wrong word. I feel this. When he tweaks us, and he's even admitted to Barry Svrluga that he's absolutely doing that, when he tweaks us, we all jump. When he tweaks us, we scurry like roaches when the lights come on. I don't love that. That's kind of what I've decided. Now, he should be able to live his life, and I'm not telling him what to do. I'm not doing some sort of Cal Herdian, or just coined that, Cal Herdian. I like that. Some sort of Calhurdian hot take because John Wall danced that time. He'll never win a title because that's stupid and asinine. He'll never win a title because he plays for the Wizards. I mean, I know that it sends us all into a frenzy when Bryce tweets something cryptic or something fun or, you know, the back-to-back one day or his dog's named Wrigley or whatever the hell else, talks about how much he loves playing in a different field or some kind of crap. I do know that it sends us freaking out. He has that power, and he's got every right to post whatever the hell he wants. I'm not going to kill him for being honest or for living his life and doing what 24-year-olds do, which is post on the Instagram straight flexing. I'm not telling him not to do that. I guess what I am saying is, if I had my 100% druthers, there would never be any hint of that. He would never toy with DC fans in any way. Some of it's inevitable. Some of it's going to happen. Like when they play the Rangers in pregame, he's shaking hands with Delino DeShields Jr., one of his former teammates, and says, hey, we played together when we were kids. How cool would it be to play together once again? Like, you can't be bothered by that. But I would say if there was a way to not even hint that you're going to go, do that. But it may not even be possible. But again, I'm not coming down hard because I don't have a great answer for how he's supposed to handle this. This is necessarily awkward when you've got this free agent doomsday clock kind of pending. I hope that discussion made sense. I hope it did. Because again, I don't know what the right answer is. I just know that it's awkward. And I feel like he's doing a pretty damn good job of handling it. Balancing the I love DC with I've got a lot to worry about now because it's hard to be a good Major League Baseball player. It is. It's really, really hard to do. And he's doing a good job of it. Balancing that between the inevitable and possible departure. So good job, Bryce. But don't do that thing where you post about Chris Bryant and you hitting back-to-back one day because he's going to be in Chicago and then everyone knows that you could go to Chicago and that would scare everybody. Okay, that's my last, not a sermon, just a thought. I got Mike Jones coming up next. 1:33 on the Fan. Latest or non-latest with Cousins and the negotiations. Redskin training camp preview, some position battles. Mike Jones, we will chop it up here. 1:33 on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.